USA Radio News.
The FBI says they have identified at least five suspicious packages addressed to prominent liberal and Democratic political figures over the past 3 days that contain potentially destructive devices. Michael Balboni is a former New York State Homeland Security Director. He says what the FBI is looking into.
Try to get a timeline for when that package, when that delivery came. How did it get to the facility? What truck was it in? What type of stamps were on it? And then try to trace it back to what, where it might have come, and then obviously who might have deposited within the post office box. Today's postal service is a lot different than years ago. With the with all the cameras out there, you can actually tell when someone went and possibly put it into the delivery system.
Rough day for the Dow as it was down 608 points and closed the day at 24,583. This is USA Radio News.
Martin Armato, designer and lifestyle expert, TV host and author, is here to share his helpful tips. How can we start and start out with giving our home a nice quick refresh as we head into the season?
I love the fall season, and there are different things that we can do throughout the house to really give it an update, a spruce up, if you will. Let's begin with safety first. It's super important. And what I want you to do is go ahead and test all of your home safety devices, like your smoke alarm, your carbon monoxide detectors, and you want to make sure that the batteries are functioning properly. In addition to that, you can also take the time to replace any outdated alarms that you have throughout the house. Now, you can do that with a product that I love. It's the First Alert 10-Year Smoke Alarm. As the name says, it has a sealed 10-year battery, which means it needs no replacing for the life of the alarm. In addition to that, it combines a photoelectric smoke alarm and also a carbon monoxide alarm.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information, we have a website called betterstuffforlife.com.
A judge in Washington State helps catch a couple of inmates who try to escape his courtroom. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
The Lewis County Sheriff says, quote, "These things don't happen very often." That's an understatement after the judge removes his robe and gives chase after two handcuffed inmates make a run for it out of his courtroom. Video obtained by the Daily Chronicle showing the judge, R.W. Buzzard, leap into action when 22-year-old Tanner Jacobson and 28-year-old Cody Howard bolted for the door and down a stairwell. The judge was able to close in on Howard, grabbing him just as he was about to exit the courthouse, and authorities apprehended Jacobson a few blocks away a short time later. On top of the charges they already faced, now they both face second-degree escape. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The woman who created the green bean casserole recipe has died at the age of 92. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories, four suspicious packages were sent today to former President Barack Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, CNN, and former DNC Chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office down in Florida. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio held a briefing earlier today.
It's a time when people are feeling a lot of hatred in the air, and incidents like this exacerbate that pain and exacerbate that fear. We cannot let the acts of a very few change who we are. It's really important at a moment like this to remember the vast majority of Americans, the vast majority of New Yorkers are good people trying to live in peace with each other. There are a few people, and we don't know who they are today, but there are a few people trying to tear us apart through acts of violence. It is imperative that we ensure they fail. It is imperative that we act as the good and decent people that we are. This is a moment in history that's painful, but it will pass. This too shall pass. But today, the important point is, everyone can rest assured, the NYPD and all other agencies are out in force to protect the people of this city.
Game 2 of the World Series begins tonight just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The LA Dodgers trail the Boston Red Sox 1-0 in that series. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.